back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back inside the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios here for Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both proud members of the Husker Radio Group. Here at 816, it's still 32 degrees, stopping out near 63 today. Grease Monkey sponsoring our time and temp here on KODY. We welcome in Lori from Double Dips Ice Creamery in downtown North Platte, and Hector and BJ joining us here from the Cedar Room as well. Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking some time for us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, obviously, we know that you guys all work very well together. All of you are members of the Downtown Association, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Yes.
But you guys, obviously, great local businesses here, young businesses for both of you guys, too, neighbors just across the street. And now you can actually go visit each other and not have to walk all the way around the
construction.
Not go through the obstacle course.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But you guys are teaming up with an exciting event coming to downtown North Platte with the Prairie Arts Center.
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So tell us what we have coming to downtown community.
So we have, so it's a beer and brats. Or you mixed me up.
I did that. I did beer and brats off the air a minute ago, so I got you, Hector.
So they're doing a beer and bites, and it's really a fundraiser, you know, and they approached us a while back about wanting to, if we could provide something for them. And so we automatically, obviously, paired up with them just because we want to support our community. We've always said from the start that, hey, we are here. We are going to be part of the community. They're supporting us, so we're supporting them.
Okay.
And so they're doing somewhat of a fundraiser, you know. And so they brought us a few beers, some craft beers, right? And for us, they gave us a cloche, which is an orange-type flavor, almost like a fat tire, if you will.
Okay.
And so we're pairing some Christinis with them with orange marmalade and brie cheese and wilted arugula, which should pair very nicely with them.
Wow.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who did you pair up with to do the beer?
Is that with, it's...
Pals?
No, Froth.
It's Froth. It's Flat Rock Roasters.
Cool.
Homebrew. Joel Bennett is the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Okay. Joel, a great local individual, mm-hmm. Works for Service Master, owns the local Service Master, mm-hmm. so good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And when is this going to take place?
October 24th, from Saturday 4 to 7.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This will be a lot of fun in the downtown community.
Yeah. They can do that, and then they can come to the Friends of NRA banquet. There we go.
That's a fun Saturday for you.
Yeah. Plus, there's a Husker game.
Oh, my goodness, there is, isn't there?
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Oh my goodness.
11 a.m. kickoff, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Boy. I can't believe we're already at that point. I mean, it only took an extra couple months, but holy cow. So, Lori, tell us about your involvement with this exciting event.
Well, I'm pairing ice cream up with four different beers, and my beers are cider, the Belgian Blonde, and the Oktoberfest and Pumpkin. So we're going to pair some different ice cream flavors.
What ice cream do you pair with beer?
That's a good question. First time I've ever done this, and we're going to see how it goes.
Okay.
Time will tell.
Right?
Yeah, beer
float. It's a beer float.
Yeah. A beer float. I like it.
Yeah, we're going to try. I've never done it before. We're going to try it and see how it goes.
Yeah. You don't know until you try.
That's right.
And so what they did was they gave us each four beers. They brought four beers. And so for us, we just took it back to the kitchen. To Calvin Burgundy and say, hey, these are the
I've
beers
met
that
a couple
have.
Of, I've met a couple of those people.
Have and, you?
You know, they get into their work very
they
well.
Do. Yes, they do, yeah. and so they come up job. With some interesting pairings, too. For like our Oktoberfest, we have a pumpkin bread pudding that they're putting together.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so it should be pretty mm-hmm. nice. Yep.
And then they also have an ESB beer, they called it. And with that, we're doing a Beef Wellington.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then they also come up with a lemon drop beer that they brought to us. So we're going to... pair of crab cake with that.
Oh my goodness.
This should be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about the Beef Wellington.
I'm excited about all of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to have somebody carry me by the time we're done.
Yeah. Right. And I know they do have a limited on the tickets. Mm-hmm. I believe it's 48 tickets is all they're selling for this.
Yeah, so it's going to be a limited number of people.
Right. So hurry and get your tickets before they're gone. So.
And obviously a big fundraiser for the Prairie Arts Center, too, which is just outstanding to have, not only in our community, but a member of the downtown community also.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The Prairie Arts Center has, from... When they took that over to what they've done today, it's been a...
Oh, wow. It's awesome.
Apples
phenomenal.
And oranges.
It is really
apples
cool.
And
phenomenal transformation.
And I know they're also giving tickets. They're having a ticket giveaway. I know you can register. I think it's at the Prairie Arts Center. And till the 16th. That's today till 8 p.m. You can register for free, I think a free giveaway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, giveaway. Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yep. Awesome. When did Holly approach you about doing this, Lori?
Well, it was, what, about a month ago?
Roughly.
It was.
Hasn't been very
same
long
thing
ago.
For you guys, about a month ago she approached you?
Yeah, I believe the same day she came over and visited with
us. You can't plan too far ahead in the coronavirus world, so.
You can't.
No. That's so true.
And not poor right Holly now. Had to walk all the way around the construction to make it from Double Dips to the Cedar Room, too.
But very true.
Yeah. So, obviously, this we're kind of hoping this might be something that becomes maybe a yearly thing, maybe more than once a year, depending on how it goes, and assuming that's true, both your businesses plan to partner with the Prairie Arts Center for this event again and for other events in the future. I'd imagine that this is a partnership that both your local businesses are going to love to do here in the future, I would imagine.
We do. We enjoy partnering with anybody we possibly can. It just gets our name out there. It gets Lori's name out there. It's enjoyable. The community has welcomed both of us.
Oh, both of us, yeah. And I wouldn't be here. I don't feel like I'd be as successful as I have without our community.
Right. Well, but Lori, your restaurant is awfully dangerous. Double Dips is probably one of the most dangerous establishments in all of city limits. And it doesn't matter. I mean, you could have the chief of police and the sheriff in there, and it's just as dangerous. Probably more dangerous with that duo. So, Lori, we've heard from Hector and BJ before, but why downtown North Platte? Why did you choose the location that you have there at the corner?
That's a good question. I really want to go back to my hometown. But
which
decided,
is?
St. Joe, Missouri.
Okay.
You're better here.
That's, you think so?
We'll keep you.
Yeah, thank you. And I just wanted a smaller town feel, and I knew I wanted someplace in the downtown. I just kept inquiring about buildings in the downtown and found this
very
one.
Good.
And you've done a little bit of work to it, too. It mm-hmm, definitely does not look like the old Discount Back and So.
No, it doesn't. I kept telling my husband and my boys, okay, let's do this, and they kept following me. And
you were cracking the whip.
You bet.
So what's the downtown been like since the guys from the Cedar Room came in and not only revamped the entire building, but brought more local business and more traffic down? What's it been like? What's the vibe change been?
It is so much fun. I love the downtown. I love working with the guys. I tend to text them a lot and ask them what they're doing, trying to see what ideas they have so we can work together. And
we have to say that Lori really, we call her our godmother because she really welcomed
the godmother.
when we first started talking about this, and we bounced a lot of ideas off of her too, so she was instrumental in helping us kind of settle our mind on that building. So
it's a great partnership too.
It is.
I know, Lori, you're partnered with the Flower Market for a lot of things, mm-hmm. and I saw Sarah too had some exciting news the other day on Facebook.
That's going to be really cool.
Yeah, a new little shop that they're going to have in the Christmas butts. Is it BJ? Did you see it? Are they kind of specializing in some of the kids stuff for the holiday season?
Yes, that's what I've heard. Excuse me. Yeah, that's what I heard that Sarah's going to do, so we're excited to see it ourselves.
Oh, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Do a little Christmas shopping.
Well, it's going to be so cool. You go out and Christmas shopping, go have some dinner or perhaps a drink.
Yeah. Because
sometimes you have to have a drink, right?
Yep. especially after Christmas shopping. Or maybe, hey, make it interesting. Have a drink during Christmas
during
shopping.
During Christmas shopping.
I believe west of Lexington, it's mandatory.
A state mandate.
Exactly. You know, but it's just going to draw that much more attention to downtown, which, you know, if you haven't been to downtown yet, you oughta.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got CR Rustic that's got some great stuff. It's not your typical antique mall. There's some cool stuff. We're constantly in there, you know, picking up this or that for the business. And, you know, you walk around the corner, you got Sarah's Market, you got, you know, a whole bunch of boutiques down there, Lori, us, and now with the pop-up market. You know, it's going to be cool. And then the Pawnee.
Pawnee.
I was going to say, the excitement with the Pawnee that's been going on this week. Mr. Mitchell's here. He's hit the ground and he's running now.
Yes.
My goodness.
They were working on it last night when I left.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've been going to town on it, and it's going to be pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it.
That's great.
Me too. It'll be soon.
Well, guys, anything else you want to add this morning about Beer and Bites?
Nope. Just get your tickets before they're sold out. There's a limited, I think there's only 50 participants.
Okay.
Tickets are limited.
Yeah.
Excellent fundraiser for our Prairie Arts Center.
Yeah,
very good.
And changing gears here a little bit, if folks want to swing in for a Friday treat at Double Dips, how can they do so, Lori?
Stop by. We open at noon to 10, and we have our pumpkin ice cream, cinnamon ice cream, and all of our fall treats out.
Okay, and the Cedar Room, obviously, Hector, BJ, we encourage folks to make an appointment, make a reservation, excuse me, and there's a wide variety of ways to do so. I know there's a lot of ways online, but one way I always tell folks to do so just come downtown, stop in, and say, hey, I want to eat here tomorrow night or Sunday night or whatever it might be.
Yes, yes, we're getting more and more people that are actually doing that, Tristan.
They're just listening to me.
They are.
You do have an audience.
I've never had anybody that's... Well, Grandma and Grandpa, I told you, they made it in for their anniversary, so I brought two people in.
I have just one final question, I guess, for you guys. Is all the remodeling and everything that's taking place downtown, the roads of brick and all like that, what do you guys think of all that?
I think it's awesome.
Love it.
We got schooled last week, and that first weekend after they opened, it's just like, my God, the entire time we always talked about us getting some practice and getting all the kinks worked out, and I think we did that successfully because Saturday it ran.
You got overrun?
Smooth. Yeah. it went, the service went very, very smooth, and the kitchen ran very smooth. Our wait staff was smooth. Customers were happy, having fun out on the floor. And it was our biggest day ever yet. And so for us, it's been very, very nice.
Very good.
And if folks want to make a reservation at the Cedar Room, maybe they don't want to stop in like I've been telling them to do, or maybe they need to make a phone call, how else can they make a reservation?
So they can do it on Facebook. They can obviously call or online. Online is super simple to do. Just find us at the Cedar Room NE, and your reservation buttons are right in there. Super simple to use. So.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So swing on in, have some supper, and then walk across the street and get a malt at Double Dips. It's an actual malt. We've not heard that word in a long time, guys, but it's not a shake at Double Dips. It's a malt, for crying out loud.
A malt or a shake. We
you can
do
get
either
both.
One.
Yeah.
Either
and
one.
I, and I know Hector and myself, we sneak over there quite often.
You guys are in a dangerous spot,
being
between the antique store and the ice cream shop. I'm a little concerned.
Listening to these guys and what they're pairing up and doing like that, When is the malts gonna have hops added to it?
I'm not sure about that.
Well, Laura, you open at noon, so probably about 12:30.
Better get on that, huh?
Well, guys, thank you so much. Looking forward to the beer and bites. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So appreciate the work that you're doing in our downtown community and helping out with the Prairie Arts Center's big fundraiser.
Thank you so much for having us this morning.
Thank you,
guys.
Tristan.